Welcome to the July issue of BJS British Journal of Surgery. I'm Robert Hinchliffe, editor. I would like to remind you that opportunity remains to submit papers to the special issue appearing online in January 2018. This year's issue will focus on cancer in the genomic era, and the deadline for submission is 31st of July 2017. So please finalise those manuscripts for submission. July is a real bumper issue with three randomised clinical trials and numerous high-quality original articles and systematic reviews and meta-analyses. There is also an editor's paper of the month, and I'll come to that later. The 2 litres are both from the University of Texas. Damage control laparotomy has become a standard in the lexicon of surgeons around the world. Jensen and Cotton both believe that it plays an important role in the most sick patients, but the benefits of the strategy are perhaps being overplayed with little thought about the potential negative consequences, including fistula and hernia. There are even data that suggests survival may be compromised with this approach. As a result, a pilot randomized clinical trial has been commenced to explore whether damage control laparotomy improves outcomes compared with definitive closure at the initial operation. Our second leader is based on a BJS lecture delivered to the European Surgical Association in Bucharest, Romania, May 2017. This represents a critical appraisal of the 7 keys necessary to lay the foundations to become an academic surgeon. This is an important read for anyone, not least those aspiring trainees wishing to become academic surgeons and leaders in the future. What is the influence of chemotherapy-associated liver injury on outcome after partial hepatectomy for colorectal liver metastases? A systematic review of individual patient data from the Chemotherapy-Associated Liver Injury Consortium, or CALI, demonstrated what individual patient data meta-analyses are best at, i.e. they were able to examine specific subgroups who performed well or poorly following hepatectomy with CALI. An increase in post-operative major morbidity and liver surgery-specific complications was observed after partial hepatectomy in patients with severe sinusoidal dilatation and steatohepatitis. Post-operative liver failure occurred more often in patients with severe sinusoidal dilatation. Controversy has reigned for some time about the benefits or otherwise of peri- and intraoperative beta blockers. The Cochrane Review of 2015 suggested there was little evidence of a reduction of morbidity or mortality in those undergoing major non-cardiac surgery, and indeed there were risks associated with beta blockers, including bradycardia and hypotension. These data would suggest that further trials may not be warranted. However, in patients undergoing esophagectomy, there are specific concerns regarding high rates of atrial fibrillation, and these rates may compromise patient outcomes. In this issue, Ajima and colleagues compare perioperative beta blockers in a placebo-controlled randomized clinical trial on the rates of post-op AF and other complications after esophagectomy. The management of patients with abdominal aortic aneurysm has evolved over the past 2 decades, such that most are repaired using endovascular stent grafts. However, those aneurysms that are adjacent to the renal arteries or juxta-renal aneurysms have remained beyond standard EVAR technology. The team from the Liverpool Vascular Unit were among the first to adopt fenestrated endovascular technology for these patients. Their experience over the past 12 years is published in this issue of BJS and demonstrates that this technology is effective in preventing aneurysm rupture, but like standard EVAR requires careful surveillance to manage many endoleaks. Graft complexity was associated with increasing mortality and endoleaks in this series. Standard surgical and anaesthetic training focuses on attaining key technical skills. However, it has become increasingly recognised that non-technical skills may be just as important in delivering safe outcomes for patients, including task management, communication, situational awareness, decision making, and team working. In a very nice experimental study, surgeons from North America demonstrated in this issue that these skills lead to more rapid and effective crisis management in operating theatre environments. Perhaps a lesson that we should all take on board. Rectal cancer affects 1.3 million patients annually worldwide. The epidemiology is changing, especially and worryingly in those who are under 50 years old. Data from New Zealand suggests that the rates of rectal cancer have increased by 18% from 1995 to 2012. The authors suggest that screening strategies may have to be re-evaluated in light of these observations. An editor, Des Winter, opens our ears to this ringing bell with her. Perhaps he also ought to be issuing a clarion call to further research to help understand the changing epidemiology and interventions to mitigate its effect. And finally, to the editor's paper of the month. Some time ago, surgical research was likened to comic opera. There were few randomized trials, lots of anecdote, and poor quality studies. However, surgeons in the editor's paper of the month have challenged this view. The authors have worked openly with industry to deliver an important, practice-changing, randomized clinical trial. The authors identified a clear need to resolve the leak rates associated with colorectal anastomoses, which approximate 10% in the Netherlands. Innovative surgeons initially worked with industry to produce a new product to try to prevent anastomotic leaks. Indeed, in early phase studies, these devices seem plausible and worthy of further study. I'm afraid you will have to read the issue to see whether this new technology is going to revolutionize your practice or will be consigned to history. And finally, BJS is pleased to announce that we have again raised the bar in surgical publishing. Our impact factor has jumped to 5.9 and we remain the premier surgical journal in Europe. So that's it for the July issue. I hope you enjoy it and very best wishes for the summer from all at BJS.